A trend that recently goes popular is writing and publishing an ebook, and for a good reason. With the rise of digital reading devices, ebooks are now accessible to readers worldwide. Moreover, let's talk about self-publishing an ebook. It provides a fantastic opportunity for writers who want to share their work with a global audience. In addition, self-publishing allows for more creative control, faster publication timelines, and higher royalty rates than traditional publishing. However, publishing an ebook seems like a hectic task. Therefore, we have put together an easy step-by-step guide that breaks down the process into manageable steps. From choosing your topic to publishing and promoting your ebook, we will take you through each step of the process to help you successfully publish your ebook. Each step of this guide is crucial to the overall success of your ebook. By following this guide, you will be able to publish a high-quality ebook. So, whether you're an aspiring writer or an experienced author who wants to publish your next ebook, this guide is designed to help you every step of the way. However, if you are publishing an ebook for the first time and don't know what to do, you can read our guide for first-time authors to publish their first children's book. 1. Choose your ebook topic. Choosing the right topic for your ebook is crucial in publishing an ebook. Therefore, selecting a topic that you are passionate about and resonates with your target audience is essential. Brainstorm ideas. The first step in choosing your ebook topic is to brainstorm ideas. Start by considering your interests, expertise, and experiences. Think about what topics you are most passionate about and what information you can offer that would be valuable to readers. You can also seek inspiration from your life experiences, news stories, and current events. Once you have a list of ideas, evaluate them and determine the most viable ones. Consider the potential audience for each topic and whether there is a demand for information in that area. Research the market and audience. Before you finalize your ebook topic, conduct research to understand your target audience and the market demand for your chosen topic. It will help you determine whether your idea is viable and whether an audience is interested in your topic. Start by researching online, reading blogs, and forums related to your topic. Moreover, check out social media platforms to understand what people are discussing. You can also conduct surveys and interviews with your target audience to understand their needs and interests. Select a topic. Once you've brainstormed ideas and conducted research, it's time to select a topic. Look for a topic you are passionate about that aligns with your expertise. Ensure there is a market demand for your chosen subject and that you clearly understand your target audience's needs and interests. When selecting your topic, consider the competition in your niche. While competition is not necessarily bad, you want to make sure you have a unique angle or perspective on your topic to help you stand out in a crowded market. 2. Create your ebook outline. Creating an outline helps you to organize your thoughts and structure your content. Moreover, it ensures your ebook is engaging and easy to read. In addition, it allows you to stay focused on your ebook's primary objective. It ensures that you cover all the necessary information. It's easy to get sidetracked when writing ebooks, especially when you have a lot of information to include. You can stay on track and write more efficiently with a clear outline. Outlining also helps you to structure your content in a way that is easy for your readers to follow. By breaking your content into sections and subsections, you can make it easier for readers to navigate and find the necessary information. Tips for an effective outline. When creating your ebook outline, there are several tips you should keep in mind. Start with your main idea. Your outline should begin with your ebook's main idea or objective. It will help you to stay focused on your goal throughout the writing process. Use headings and subheadings. Headings and subheadings help to break up your content and make it easier for readers to follow. In addition, use descriptive titles that accurately reflect the content of each section. Use bullet points. Bullet points can highlight key information and make it easier for readers to skim your content. Keep it simple. Your outline should be easy to read and understand. Avoid using complicated language or jargon. It may confuse your readers. Be flexible. Your outline is a guide. However, it's okay to make changes as you go. Be open to tweaking your outline if needed to serve your ebook's purpose better. 3. Write your ebook. Now that you have your outline in place, start writing your ebook. set a writing schedule. A writing schedule is essential to stay on track and meet your deadline. Decide how much time you can realistically dedicate to writing each day or week and stick to it. You may find it helpful to break your writing time into smaller chunks, such as 30-minute or 1-hour blocks. Tips for staying focused. Staying focused while writing can be challenging. However, there are several tips you can utilize that can help. Eliminate distractions, turn off your phone, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and find a quiet space where you can focus. Use a timer, set a timer for the amount of time you plan to write and commit to writing until the timer goes off. Take breaks, taking short breaks every 30 to 60 minutes can help you stay focused and avoid burnout. Stay organized, keep your notes, research, and outline to avoid wasting time searching for information. Write first, edit later, don't worry about perfection during the writing process. Instead, focus on writing your ideas down on paper. Then, worry about editing and proofreading. Edit and revise. Once you've completed your first draft, edit and revise your work to ensure everything is perfect. Editing involves checking for grammar, spelling, and punctuation errors, while revising involves reviewing your content for clarity and flow. Here are some tips for editing and revising your work. Take a break, give yourself time away from your writing before starting editing and revising. It will allow you to see your work with fresh eyes. Read aloud. Reading your work aloud can help you catch errors and identify areas that need revision. Use editing tools. Many online editing tools can help you identify and correct errors in your writing. Get feedback. Share your work with a trusted friend or colleague and ask for feedback on your writing. Repeat the process. Repeat the editing and revising process as often as necessary to ensure your ebook is polished and professional. 4. Design your ebook cover. Your ebook cover is the first thing potential readers will see. Moreover, it can make or break their decision to buy and read your book. A professional book cover design can help attract readers, establish credibility, communicate the genre and tone of your book, and make it stand out among competitors. DIY or outsourcing. When designing your ebook cover, you have two options. DIY. Outsourcing. DIY covers can be created using online design tools or software. Still, it's important to remember that not everyone has the design skills to create a professional-looking cover. Outsourcing to a professional designer can be more expensive, but can ensure that your exterior looks polished and visually appealing. How to design an effective cover. Whether you decide to DIY or outsource your ebook cover design, there are some tips you should keep in mind to create a successful cover. Research your market, look at other covers in your genre, and note what works and what doesn't. Choose a strong image, select an image representing your book's theme or central idea. Make sure it's high quality and visually appealing. Use legible typography, use easy-to-read fonts, and make sure your title and author name are visible and readable. Keep it simple. Don't overload your cover with too much information or imagery. Keep it simple and focused. Test different versions. Create a few versions of your cover and test them with friends or colleagues to see which resonates most with potential readers. 5. Format your ebook. Formatting your ebook is an essential step in the publishing process. Choose an ebook format. Several ebook formats are available, including EPUB, MOBI, and PDF. EPUB is the most widely used format supported by most e-readers, while MOBI is specifically designed for Amazon Kindle. PDFs, however, are not recommended for ebooks because they can be difficult to read on smaller screens. Format your manuscript. When formatting your manuscript for ebook publication, consider how it will appear on different devices. Keep in mind that readers may adjust their device's font size or orientation, so make sure your formatting is flexible. Some tips for formatting your manuscript include: use consistent formatting. Use the same font and font size throughout your manuscript to create a consistent reading experience. Use page breaks. Use page breaks to separate chapters or sections of your book. Add a table of contents. Include a table of contents to help readers navigate your book. Don't use page numbers. Ebooks don't have traditional page numbers, so don't include them in your manuscript. To ensure that your ebook is easy to read and navigate, consider the following tips. Use a legible font. Use a font that is easy to read on screens, such as Arial or Times New Roman. Utilize images sparingly. Images can slow down the loading time of your ebook, so use them sparingly. Use hyperlinks. Hyperlinking to external sources or other ebook sections can make it more interactive and engaging. Test on different devices. Test your ebook on other e-readers and devices to ensure it looks and functions properly. 6. Add images and graphics. Adding images and graphics to your ebook can make it more visually appealing and engaging for readers. Visuals can enhance the reading experience and help readers understand concepts more easily. They can also break up long blocks of text and make your ebook more visually appealing. Adding visuals can also help to reinforce your branding and make your ebook more memorable. What are the types of images you should include? The types of images you include in your ebook will depend on the topic and content. Here are some ideas. Photographs. Photographs can be used to illustrate real-life examples or add visual interest to your ebook. Infographics. Infographics can help to visualize data or complex concepts more engagingly. Charts and graphs. Charts and graphs can be used to present data clearly and easily. Illustrations. Illustrations can be used to enhance the storytelling aspect of your ebook or to add visual interest. How to add images and graphics? Keep file size and formatting in mind when adding images and graphics to your ebook. Here are some tips. Optimize images. Compress and resize images to reduce file size and improve loading times. Use high-quality images. Make sure the images you use are high quality and clear. Choose the suitable file format. Use JPEG or PNG formats for images and PDF or EPS formats for vector graphics. Place images strategically. Place images near the relevant text to help readers understand their context. Label images correctly. Use alt text and captions to describe images and provide context. 7. Add front and back matter. Front and back matter are essential elements to include in your ebook. Front matter refers to the pages that come before the main content of your ebook. Back matter refers to the pages that come after the main content. Including both front and back matter can help enhance your audience's reading experience and provide them with important information. What to include? Here are some examples of what you can include in your front and back matter. Title page. Copyright page. Dedication page. Table of contents. Forward or introduction. Acknowledgements. Preface. Back matter. About the author. Author's note. Bibliography or sources. Index. Call to action, e.g., encouraging readers to leave a review or sign up for a newsletter. Endnotes or footnotes. How to create the proper front and back matter. Here are some tips for creating adequate front and back matter. Make it visually appealing. Use a consistent design and formatting throughout your ebook, including the front and back matter. Keep it concise. The front and back matter should be brief and to the point. Avoid including unnecessary information. Ensure accuracy. Check for errors or typos in your front and back matter to ensure accuracy. Provide value. Include information in your front and back matter that will provide value to your readers, such as additional resources or recommendations for further reading. Customize it to your ebook. Tailor your front and back matter to your ebook's topic and audience. 8. Publishing and promoting your ebook. Congratulations, your ebook is almost ready to be published. Now, look for publishing companies near me to publish your ebook. Upload your ebook to a publishing platform. Many publishing platforms are available for self-publishing authors, such as Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble Press, and Kobo Writing Life. These are some of the 20 best self-publishing companies of 2023. Once you have formatted your ebook, you can upload it to the publishing platform of your choice. Follow the platform's instructions for uploading your ebook and setting up your author account. Pricing strategies. Choosing the right price for your ebook can significantly impact your sales. Consider factors such as the length of your ebook, the competition in your genre, and the perceived value of your content. Experiment with different price points. Then, see what works best for you. Some authors offer their ebook for free initially to build their audience. In contrast, others price their ebook higher to convey a sense of quality and value. Marketing and promotion tactics. Once your ebook is published, you should immediately start promoting it. Here are some tactics you can use to market your ebook. Build an author platform, establish a presence on social media, and create an author website or blog to promote your ebook and build your author brand. Offer a free sample. Provide a free sample of your ebook to entice readers to purchase the full version. Leverage book review sites. Submit your ebook to book review sites such as Goodreads, BookBub, and LibraryThing to reach potential readers. Collaborate with other authors. Collaborate with other authors in your genre to cross-promote each other's ebooks and reach new audiences. Use advertising. Consider using paid book advertising options like Facebook or Amazon to reach a wider audience. Engage with your readers. Respond to customer reviews and feedback. Build relationships with your audience through social media and email marketing. Conclusion. By following these steps, you can confidently publish your ebook and reach your target audience. Here are some final tips and advice to keep in mind. Don't be hesitant to experiment and try new things. Self-publishing is all about learning and finding what works best for you. Take the time to research your market and audience. Understanding your readers' needs and interests can help you create a more successful ebook. Remember that publishing an ebook is just the beginning. Building a readership takes time and effort, so be patient and persistent. With the right tools, resources, and mindset, you can create a high-quality ebook and reach a broad audience. So take the following steps and get started on your publishing journey today.